Title: Pitch Drift Design for Nostalgic Samples, Intermediate, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's talk about one of the sneakiest little tricks in drum and bass sound design. Pitch drift. Pitch drift is that subtle, imperfect wobble you hear in old tape, worn samplers, cheap keyboards, VHS vocals, anything that feels like it's got history. And in D&B, especially jungle, liquid, and rollers, it's a secret weapon because it adds motion and emotion without adding extra layers that clutter your mix. In this lesson, you're going to learn three reliable, stock-friendly workflows in Ableton Live to get that nostalgic drift. And then we'll wrap it up by building a reusable nostalgic drift rack you can drop on basically any sample. We'll also talk arrangement, because drift hits way harder when it's part of the story. Intro feels like memory, drop feels like reality. Before we touch any devices, quick mindset check. Drift is not make it out of tune. Drift is movement in sense. Tiny, controlled, musical. Here's a super useful rule. Think in sense budgets depending on what the sound's doing in your track. For a lead hook or vocal, you usually want about 2 to 8 cents on average, maybe peaking to 12 on transitions. Pads and Atmos can handle more, like 6 to 15 cents, because they're supportive and the ear forgives it. Breaks and percussion. 0 to 3 cents or just do drift in parallel. Drums go seasick fast. Bass. Keep the sub at 0 and mono. If you drift anything, drift a mid-layer only, like 1 to 6 cents. Cool. Now, step 1. Pick the right source. Pitch drift sounds best on sustained or tonal material. Think long vocal vowels, Rhodes, pads, sampled keys, drones, maybe a Reese mid-layer. You can use it on breaks too, but you treat it like seasoning. If you dump a bunch of pitch wobble on your whole drum loop, you'll lose punch and the groove will feel drunk. Ableton setup tip. For tonal samples, throw it in simpler in classic mode. For breaks, if you're slicing, slice mode is great, but for today's drift design, audio tracks are also totally fine, especially when we're using clip envelopes. Method 1 is tape-style drift using clip envelopes. This is the surgical method. It's also the most musical for intros and breakdowns, because you literally draw drift that matches the phrase. Put your sample on an audio track, or resample your instrument to audio so it's one clean clip. Double-click the clip, open the envelopes box, set device to clip, and control to transposition. Now draw a slow curve. You're aiming for about plus or minus 3 to 10 cents. In semitones, that's roughly plus or minus 0.03 to 0.10. That range is the sweet spot where the listener feels warmth and motion, but nobody thinks, why is this out of key? If you want obvious old tape melting vibes, you can push it to maybe 20 to 35 cents, but do that with taste. In D&B, if your harmony is exposed, too much drift can trigger what I call wrong note anxiety. You don't want that unless you're intentionally going haunted. Here's an arrangement move that's money. Drift up slightly over a 16-bar intro to build anticipation, then snap to stable pitch on the drop. That snap is psychological. It feels like the track focuses into HD when the drums hit. Workflow-wise, I love making two versions, a clean clip and a drifted clip. Crossfade them with automation, so you're not just turning an effect on and off. You're telling a story, memory versus reality. Method 2 is free-running drift using shifter plus an LFO. This is the classic wow and flutter approach. It's the one you'll use constantly because it keeps moving on its own. On your audio track, drop shifter. Set it to pitch mode. Set pitch to 0 semitones. Fine, it's 0 cents for now. Then add the max for live LFO device and map it to shifter's fine control, or to pitch if that's what your version exposes. Fine is usually perfect for this. Starting LFO settings. Set the wave to sine. Set the rate somewhere around 0.08 to 0.25 Hz. That's slow drift. Think lazy tape machine, not vibrato. Set the amount to around 3 to 12 cents. That's your usable range for most D&B samples. Then add jitter, like 5 to 20%, so it's not a perfect loop. And add smoothing, like 20 to 50%, so you don't get stepping artifacts. Now you've got wow. If you want flutter, which is a faster micro wobble, add a second LFO and map it to the same fine parameter, but with a faster rate, like 4 to 7 Hz, and a tiny amount, like 1 to 4 cents. And teacher warning, flutter gets seasick fast. If you can clearly hear it as a wobble, it's probably too much for a pad sitting under drums at 174 BPM. The best flutter is the kind you miss when it's gone. D&B specific use. This method is gorgeous on pads and vocals in breakdowns, on a Reese mid-layer. Keep it super light, like 2 to 6 cents, because you want the bass to feel heavy and intentional, not like it's struggling to stay in tune with the sub. Extra coaching note here, Try drift before saturation, then try saturation before drift. It changes the whole vibe. If you do drift into saturation, the distortion reacts to the changing harmonics, and it feels alive and evolving. If you saturate first and drift after, it feels like the whole playback device is warped, like transport wobble. Neither is right, it's just emotion. Pick what supports the section. Method 3 is stereo tape head drift with two detuned layers. This is where you get lush, wide, nostalgic intros that sound expensive even with simple samples. Option 1 is just two audio tracks, super simple. Duplicate your sample track so you have a left and right. Pan them, left around minus 30 to minus 50, right around plus 30 to plus 50. Put shifter on both. Detune left up by maybe plus 4 to plus 9 cents, and detune right down by minus 4 to minus 9 cents. That gives you instant width. Then put slow drift modulation on both, but make sure it's not identical. That's the whole tape head illusion. Different rates make it feel like two imperfect machines. For example, left LFO rate 0.12 Hz, amount 4 cents. Right rate 0.17 Hz, amount 4 cents. Similar feel, different movement. Group them, then add utility, so you can manage width, and if it's a pad, consider monoing the low end below around 150 Hz so the intro doesn't get wobbly in mono. Add saturator with soft clip-on, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive, and a Q8 to roll off low rumble, like an 80 to 150 Hz high pass depending on the sample. Here's the DNB arrangement move with this one. Let it be wide and lush for the 16 bars before the drop, then slightly reduce width on the drop, something like 110% width down to 90%. The drop feels more centered and punchy without you changing the actual notes. Now, let's add time instability. Because nostalgia isn't only pitch, it's timing, micro smears, tiny inconsistencies. Easiest approach: chorus ensemble on chorus mode, slow rate like 0.10 to 0.30 Hz, amount around 5 to 15%. Keep it subtle. This adds a pleasing combined pitch and time movement. If you want more texture, grain delay can do unstable sampler, but careful. Keep dry slash wet low, like 3 to 10%. Leave pitch at 0, then use a tiny random pitch amount, like 0.03 to 0.10, and tune the frequency control, so you're not making harsh metallic junk. Grain delay is seasoning. Unless you're going experimental jungle, then you can absolutely break the rules. Now we're going to build the reusable nostalgic drift rack. Pick a core chain. A great starting chain is shifter, then LFO, then utility, then saturator. You can add EQ8 too. Select those devices and group them into an audio effect rack. Now make macros. Macro 1. Drift amount. Map it to the LFO amount. Macro 2. Drift rate. Map it to LFO rate. Macro 3. Flutter. Map it to your second LFO amount if you're using one. Macro 4. Width. Map it to utility width. Macro 5. Tone. Map it to an EQ tilt or a high shelf so you can darken or brighten the drift. Macro 6. Grit. Map it to saturate or drive. Save it as a preset in your user library as something like Nostalgic Drift DNB. Big workflow tip. Also put this rack on a return track as parallel drift. That way, your original sound stays stable and you blend in the memory wobble behind it. This is especially useful for vocals and breaks, because you can keep intelligibility and punch, while still getting that aged aura. Now, let's talk about common mistakes so you don't waste time. Mistake 1. Too much drift on sub bass. Just don't. If you want movement, split your bass into sub and mid. Keep sub stable, mono, zero drift. Drift the mid layer only. Mistake 2. Same LFO on both stereo sides. If left and right are doing identical motion, it feels like a plugin, not like tape. Slightly different rates and amounts sell the delusion. Mistake 3. Drift fighting the key. If you're in liquid and your chords are exposed, stay in that 3 to 12 cent zone and save bigger drift moments for transitions, fills, breakdown ends, pre-drops. Mistake 4. Widening the intro so hard the drop feels weak. Width is contrast. If you go huge early, rein it in when the drums and bass hit. Mistake 5. Not resampling. Drift is vibe-based. If you get a pass where it feels perfect, print it. Commit. DNB moves fast, and committing keeps you finishing tracks. Now a few advanced, really practical upgrades. If your sample has a strong attack, like keys or plucks, don't let drift smear the transient. Do a rack split, one chain mostly dry to keep the attack intact, and a second chain drifted and slightly darker, blended in. Map the blend to a macro. That's how you get wobble in the tail without blurring the front edge. If you want less cyclic drift and more mechanical wandering, switch the LFO shape to random or sample and hold, then add smoothing so it glides instead of stepping. Keep the rate slow and the amount small. This nails that old sampler can't decide feel, especially on sustained vocals. Check mono early. Stereo drift is gorgeous until you hit mono and it hollows out. Put a utility at the end with a quick macro or just a habit of toggling width to zero to sanity check. And here's a really slick sound design extra. And transport noise that kinda follows the drift. A super quiet noise layer, filtered so it sits in the 2 to 8kHz region and then gently low passed, with a tiny bit of level modulation. Keep it barely audible. The brain links the wobble and the hiss and reads nostalgia immediately. For vocals, a microformant wobble trick. Use shifter in frequency shifting mode very lightly, a few hertz, and modulate that slowly. Frequency shifting isn't pitch shifting, it's weirder and more haunted. Low in the mix, it's pure cassette ghost. For breaks, if you want nostalgia without detuning the whole kit, drift only the air. Fill it with EQ. One chain is highs only, like above 3 to 6kHz. Apply drift to that chain. Now your hats sparkle and wobble, but the kick and snare fundamentals stay punchy. Alright, mini practice exercise. This is where you lock it in. Goal: a 16-bar intro atmosphere that feels nostalgic, then a clean heavy 16-bar drop. Pick a 4 to 8-bar pad or a vocal sample. Put your nostalgic drift rack on it using the shifter plus LFO method. Set drift rate around 0.15 Hz. Drift amount around 8 cents. Jitter around 10 to 15%. Duplicate the track. Track A is drifted. Track B is clean with the rack off. Arrange it like this. Bars 1 through 16. The drifted track is loud. The clean track is low. Bars 17 through 32. The drop. Clean track up front and drifted track low or muted. Then build your drop. Tight kick and snare on 2 and 4. Rolling hats with subtle swing. Weiss mid plus a clean stable sub. Remember, sub does not drift. This audio version is shortened for playback.